He lines one up the middle. A diving catch at second by Emilio Bonifacio. Charge by Arenado. The throw on to first, low and dropped by Pacheco. So charge and error on the first baseman, Pacheco. That was not a good throw either from the third baseman. Lynn hits one deep to right field. Way back, Michael Kadire. Back track wall. There she goes. Adam Lynn has done it again. His ninth home run puts the Blue Jays in flight, leading the Rockies 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. First pitch belted the left field. Back goes Cabrera for another one. Turns, looks, and it's off the wall. Base hit. That'll cash in Pacheco. Nice throw to second on a bounce. That drives Torrealba back to first, but he's got an RBI single, and the Rockies have a run, trailing 3-1. The pitch is lined to second. A leaping catch by Bonifacio. Back to first without a throw, Rosario. Another fabulous catch by Emilio. Swing and a miss. Burley struck him out. Pacheco gone. The walk left on through 2.5. It's the Blue Jays 3, the Rockies 1. The batter now and drilling it to third is Rutledge. Caught by his Turris with a little bit of a leap just to protect himself. That was hit right at his head. He had to jump for it. Two down. Meiser hits a double play ball out to second. Dropped. It goes through LeMahieu. Rolls into right field. Colby on his way to third. There's no throw. And the Blue Jays have runners at first and third. And the strike two pitch. Bonifacio grounds one out to short. This could be two. Funnel to second. One. Back to first. And they don't get it. Rasmus scores. The Blue Jays get a precious extra run here in the fourth and now lead the Rockies 4-1. Bonifacio too quick for that double play bid. Emilio, the lead, does not go. And now a delayed steal. The pitch a strike. Head first slide. He's safe at second base. He has mastered that delayed steal beautifully. He is 9 of 12 this year.
2-0 pitches rocked to right field, way deep and out of here. Off the back wall of the Rockies bullpen, home run number 21 for Carlos Gonzalez. And the Blue Jays lead is cut to 4-2. Checks the runner at second. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It swung on, hit on the ground to short. Kawasaki on the backhand. Fire to first, and Adam Lind is pulled off the bag by the throw. Safe at first is Pacheco. To third goes Rosario on what's going to be a throwing error on Munenori Kawasaki. Now here's the 3-2 pitch. The runner goes, swinging a miss. Burley struck him out. Big K for Mark Burley. His second of the inning, fourth of the game. Strands a pair. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Toronto 4, Colorado 2.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. David Cohn, move over for Brett Cecil. 37 plate appearances without giving up a hit.
Wow.
Strike two pitch. Half swing, he struck him out, and the inning is over. Brett Cecil continues to astonish, and they're on their feet here at the Rogers Center. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Blue Jays 4, the Rockies 2. Well, the Blue Jays are here against the Orioles as well as Munenori hits a ground ball over first. A fair ball base hit down the line. He cuts the corner. He's on his way to second. He's thinking three. Kawasaki on his way to third. There's no relay. He's got a triple. Scales pitch it on the ground ball right side. Through a base hit. Coming in to score, Kawasaki. And there's the advantage of a drawn-in infield. The Blue Jays 5, the Rockies 2. Well, Davis with an 0-2 count gets his lead at first. Bigger lead, the stretch. He goes, strike two pitch outside. The throw is high, head first slide. He's stolen number 13. Here it comes, swinging a ground ball, hit to the hole at short. Glove by Kawasaki, the throw to first. Ball game. The Blue Jays with their 8th straight. A 5-2 win over Colorado. And the Blue Jays are 35-36, one game under the 500 mark.